Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Monday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're pleased to welcome our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2 to the show. Corey, how's it going, man?
I'm all right, gang. How are we?
Not bad. Just getting off of a social distancing weekend, making sure we got our sleep in. Hope everybody's doing well. Corey, what was your reaction to the Ryan Tannehill deal yesterday when you saw the news that he signed a four-year, $118 million contract?
Well, I was wrong. I know that. I was on the Tom Brady train. But, you know, look, we all said that either way, this was a nice problem to have, talking about which one of these guys you were going to get. But, you know, so they've got him locked up. You know, they're set, and it's structured to where it's pretty friendly for the team this year. You know, he's still getting his money, but it's friendly for them this year and putting their team together. I think that's what struck me most, is that he didn't put them against the wall on this deal, and then they were able to structure it where they've still got some wiggle room.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, I think it's, we were just talking about the cap hit this year, 22 and change. You can certainly live with that. I guess $91 million in guarantees, you know, but 62 of that is fully guaranteed.
Yeah, that word guarantee has been stretched out by agents a little bit here.
It has. Right, right. But I mean, overall, Corey, just the deal itself, how big of a risk is this?
Well, I mean, I think there's always a risk. There would have been a risk in signing Brady. I mean, at 42, 43 years old, there would have been a risk there. So, I mean, it's hard to believe he's going to play as well as he played during the regular season last year the whole time. You hope that he does. But he showed you over a long stretch that he could win games and he could produce. I've brought up the playoffs and that, you know, the numbers weren't great for a couple reasons. Number one, Derrick Henry was unstoppable, so they were simply giving him the ball. But the concern for me was when you needed him in the Chiefs game to carry you and to get you back in it, he couldn't do it. But that's one day. There were a lot of other days where he was really good. So there's always risk, but quarterbacks cost money. And if you're going to sign one, you're going to have to pay. And I don't think it's as much of a risk as going out and drafting somebody. So I think you're minimizing your risk some by doing it.
Corey, how real do you think the interest was from the Titans in Tom Brady? How many conversations do you think they've had in terms of kind of going back and forth between Brady and Tannehill and which guy they should pursue?
You know what? They'll never tell us, and we will never know. I mean, I would have to think that there were a lot of conversations, but to me, the biggest thing is you couldn't go to free agency not knowing. You couldn't go into free agency, you know, unless you knew you had him locked up, because after 20 years at a place, if you didn't have him locked up, it'd be easy for him to say, yeah, I'm coming. But then at the end of the day, you know, all of a sudden, I'm going to stay. And so, you know, you couldn't have – I don't think you could risk that. So I'm sure there were conversations. How close were they? How serious were they? Unfortunately, we'll never know. But, I mean, I think anybody with a quarterback situation had to have those conversations. You know, I think the Bears had to have it. The Chargers had to have it. The Panthers probably had to have it. The Bucks probably had to have it. So, I mean, there's a lot of teams that had to have that conversation, and only they will ever know how truly serious they were.
Yeah, and of course the advantage, I thought all along here, is, I mean, you know, the closeness of Vrabel and Brady probably gives you an edge in terms of, okay, let's talk for real right now, and you know where you stand, right? Whether you were committed to Tannehill anyway or not. So Corey, let's see, what's the we should have a countdown,
like a clock countdown here.
Yeah. We have 3 hours and 54 minutes until the tag deadline. So does it get applied today to Derrick Henry or Jack Conklin or no one?
Well, I mean, it's really nice that they got Tannehill signed because they've got that thing. I think Adam Schefter reported it's expected that Henry's supposed to get it. You know, the nice thing for me was if they could get Henry signed, which we've all expected Henry to get a deal, that they could then apply it to Conklin if they wanted to. And let me ask you guys, because I read up on a lot of this stuff, but it gets jumbled for me sometimes. They can apply it to Henry and then still sign him to a long-term deal over a period of time, can't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're going to use that tag today. It's just a matter of which one. And I guess it would depend on Henry on how close they were to a deal. If they've got a lot of work to do, then I can see them applying it to Henry for sure. So I kind of expect that.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us. And Corey, it also was announced yesterday that the NFLPA approved the new CBA. Now, it was close. It was a 1,019 to 959 was the votes for to against ratio there. What was your reaction when you found out that the Players Association voted to move forward with the new CBA?
Well, I think, you know, DeMaurice Smith and others wanted that deal to pass, so I wasn't surprised that it did. I was surprised it was as close as it did, and surprised I think almost 500 members didn't vote, which is...
It's amazing.
Ridiculous.
Know, yeah. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, that's one-fifth of the group. It's 20% didn't vote on a deal that is going to financially directly impact them. You know, there's a lot of good stuff in there for players. You know, gaining at least 1% of the revenue with a $100,000 raise, basically, for 60% of the league. I think I like the more jobs part of the equation a lot, going from 53 to 55 players. So there's a number of things I like in there. But, you know, the whole thing for me is you know, always the 17 games. And, you know, trying to talk about player safety and then pushing that 17th game. I don't care how much more practice you cut down on. By the way, that's not going to make for a better game by cutting down on practice. But, you know, adding that game in like 2030 is coming. And, you know, in 2027, 2028, the push for the 18th game is going to be on. And, you know, that's all I'm thinking of is, okay, they're 17. Now they're going to go for 18. And then when that's up, what are they going to do, go for 20? I mean, it's just it's short-sighted, in my opinion. I think the push for more games is bad for a number of reasons, and it's not just health.
I agree. I mean, it's also the quality of play, and it's fan, again, like as an NFL, just separate everything else, NFL fan, I hate 17 games. Like, I like single-season records in the NFL and what they mean, and I like even number of games, an even number of home and away games, all these things. But
well, and the more
they got more
you
inventory.
Play, Joe, the less value you put into each game, the more games you can just lose and get by. I mean, in baseball, shoot, you can lose 70 times during the season and go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want the NFL to be watered down. It's still relative to, you know, the other sports that play so many more games. It's, you know, it's different, but I agree. Like, we're watering it down. Speaking of quality of play, Corey, like you said, less practice, all that stuff, it doesn't help. I mean, we're talking about right now OTAs, all that stuff out the window, probably. And I'm keeping an open mind on anything that might be disrupted. But what do you think the impact on all this is on the quality of play when they actually play again?
Well, I mean, you've got less time to implement offense and defense. And the big thing is for the guys who are changing teams. Now, most of these guys have played football their whole lives, and I don't know that it's, you know, that big of a deal, but it's, you know, it's that time together, it's the nuance. You know, we saw with the Titans defense with under Dean Pease, it took 2 years really for those guys to get all the nuances that Dean liked with his pre-snap movement and communication and all that stuff. And imagine taking away one of their off seasons of OTAs and minicamp. That would have hurt them, I think, mightily. It would have set them back. So I think, you know, I don't think that's going to help at all. It's certainly one thing. And I'm just interested to see, you know, are they able to move it back? Are they able to do any of it? When are we going to have the draft? You know, when are players going to be allowed back in the building to work out and communicate? I mean, there's a lot of open-ended questions right here, right now. And, you know, we had an agent on Sports Extra last night talking about the impact of all this on the draft and on day three players who weren't able to go to the combine because all these pro days are canceled, all the visits are canceled, and these guys who are trying to push themselves in as day three draft picks or unsigned draft picks, you know, aren't getting a chance to put their best foot forward.
Corey, last thing for you here. Obviously, the Titans moving on from Delanie Walker. You've been around Delanie for a long time. What do you think his legacy will be here in Nashville with the Titans?
You know, for me, he is on that debate for the Mount Rushmore of Titans. I mean, I think the world of Delanie Walker as a ball player. To me, he is easily the best free agent that they have signed since moving to Nashville. I mean, he was an impact player for them. He was a star player for them in a time that they were starved for star players. He was a straight shooter in the locker room. I mean, he would tell it like it is. He'd be a little moody and a little quirky at times, you know, with the way he answered things, but you always kind of knew, you know, where he stood with everything. And I always liked him because he was a guy who always thought he could be more. And, you know, Jared Cook wanted all the money in the world, you know, thought he was a star. And Jared Cook has turned out to be Jared Cook over the course of his career. And, you know, Delanie Walker was a guy who just said, hey, just give me the chance to come in and be the guy. And they did. And he was a spectacular, spectacular player for them. It's unfortunate what happened, you know, over the last 2 years. I get the Titans move. I think everybody gets the Titans move. And I think everybody had crossed their fingers hoping that Delanie would come back on some sort of reduced deal. But that just doesn't happen very often. Guys have too much pride for that quite often. I think he's going to go play somewhere else. And it's going to be tough to see him in another uniform. But I like watching Delanie Walker play, so I hope I get a chance to see him in another uniform. He was a great player, and it was nice to see the Titans separate him from those other guys. I mean, we knew those four cuts were pretty much all coming.
Yeah.
But it was nice that they made a point to separate him from everybody else to talk about the impact he's had with this team.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Corey, thanks so much for coming on with this morning. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Keep your distance, and have a great week.
We'll do that. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate you. Yep. When we come back, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of the NFLPA approving the new CBA and what that means for the league moving forward. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.